Right, so hello, welcome, or should I say ciao, welcome to Warwick.
Say ciao, I like it.
How are you guys doing today?
You're going great, great.
Good, good. Well, we love the set. You've been going all over the country, aren't you? You're on the coffee house tours.
Yeah, no, we're going all around.
Yeah, yeah. So where's been your favourite place to play so far? Like, where have you been?
So far? What we loved so far? It's strange, we loved London yesterday evening.
Yeah.
Which is a bit weird because London, you know, they got a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. No, let's say cold, but... Yeah.
Cold.
Anyway... It's been a great night yesterday.
Good.
So let's say that's the best for now. Yeah. And there's been like Winchester. We really liked Winchester.
Oh,
as
yeah,
well.
Yeah.
But it's everything. Everything is nice.
Everyone's nice. I mean, there's a great atmosphere in here. So
Yeah.
But you had an amazing 2015. I read that you played Noel Gallagher's After Party. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
Would you say that was one of your highlights of the year?
Sorry?
Would you say that was one of your highlights of the year?
Yeah, we're not never thinking about highlights, but yeah, that's one of those.
For sure, it was a pleasure because Noel is one of our heroes.
Right. So, what's next for you? What's happening after the coffee house tours?
We're trying to do a couple of festivals.
Festivals, can we reach? Any in particular?
We got, of course. No, Reaper Band, maybe in Germany, something like this.
Yeah.
We'd love to have one in London as well because we live there.
Obviously,
so
yeah.
Yeah, like in Camden. And
yeah,
so
I mean,
yeah.
I saw you're quite big on the London music scene, like working in a lot of venues, aren't you?
Yeah. We've done some good venues. It's been great because we started like from a market, actually, from zero because mm-hmm. we came like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Then in 6-7 months we played, you know, the Borderline, the Barfly, very nice Scala, obviously, for Noel Gallagher. And so we're very proud of what we've done.
You've got some
London.
Good names under you, that's really good. What's your favourite London venue to play? There's been a lot of focus in the media on small venues and the importance of small venues, so you say that's really important to you.
Yeah, I would say the one in Denmark Street, isn't it? Alicat.
Yeah.
He's in Denmark Street, you know, the that road where all the music shops are.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And there was a wonderful promoter there,
mm-hmm.
treat us like a god. And yeah, it has been very nice. Every time we played there, lots of people enjoying it.
Amazing.
So Max Mitchell, let's say it. Yeah, so probably that one is the one that is small, you know, it's a small venue.
Cool.
It's not like the Barfly or the Borderline.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Noel Gallagher was one of your, like, influences. Who else would you say? I mean, you covered Across the Universe by the Beatles. Would you say they're a big influence for you?
Of course. Like from when we were a child.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
But also we really like modern music.
Like who, for example?
Jack White.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kasabian.
I'm into Goo Goo Dolls and Green Day a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Green Day. Very cool.
Yeah, it's strange because they are influence for us, but in a weird way. Maybe a line sometimes, a melody, or just the mood of a song, it can be an influence.
Yeah.
But they are, obviously. And all a lot of Italian artists that are not so known here,
mm-hmm.
but they're great artists. And obviously we've grown up in Italy and they're part of us. It naturally comes out, you know, when you choose to do something in a song or a line, maybe reminds you to another song that...
But it's still something that you've got with you, like...
Yeah, it's an all together, you know.
Yeah. So, big question.
Yeah.
If you could collaborate with anyone, dead or alive, in music, who would it be? Or who would they be, if they're a band? It's a tough question.
No. Paul McCartney.
He's alive, it's possible.
He's alive, you know, it's possible.
This is something to happen.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you introduced Black Magic and said, not Little Mix, so not fans of Little Mix, are
no,
you?
No, we are. That's why I say it.
I sat there.
It's another two, because there's another planet, like.
Yeah, actually, it's like tough for me, like, because when we wanted to release that song, that one came out. You know, I said, "What the hell? Who are those little mixes? They're great."
Yeah, yeah.
I said, "Well, that's okay. That's okay. Let's do another one then. Let's put it just on EP and not a single." You know.
No, difficult title. So something else that was really interesting. So Warwick has our Mental Health Awareness Week coming up soon. And obviously your song Let It Go, Friends, was part of Project Semicolon in America.
Yeah, yeah.
So is that something that you really feel passionate about, that project?
Yeah, yeah, a lot.
Yeah. How did that come about?
It came because I had some friends that have tough times about it. And one of these friends one day told me about the Semicolon project because it's cool. It's a cool thing. Like they try to... how can I say that raise awareness also in a marketing with marketing strategies. So they will go with tattoos of this semicolon here because they will try to when you want to end your life, like you shouldn't have, no, you should continue your life, you know, somehow. So I really found that thing very interesting. I just mailed the movement one day saying we're going out with this song, which is about like the life that can go on even when you, obviously it's about love, when you lose love and everything go on. And they found it interesting, and so we linked the song, and that way we raise awareness a little bit as well.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. And finally, if people, listeners, want to find out more about you, like how would they get access to that? You've got your I saw you're on Vivo, aren't you? So do you want to like say your Twitter account?
Yeah. If everyone goes to thestepmusic.com is our website, and there you can find links for every social, but mainly, if you type The Step Music around, like YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, you will find us. Instagram, we like it a lot. SoundCloud, obviously.
Well, fabulous. Well, thank you for coming to chatting to us.
Thanks a lot. Thanks to you. Thanks to you for having us.
Tour.
Thanks a lot. Bye.